Hallelujah. This week was actually very packed with enjoyment, very packed with richness. I enjoyed it a lot. So, it starts out that there's a need for us to see the triune God, right? To have this vision of the triune God, right? We need to see the Father as the source. And actually, you can just go through the outline. You boom, boom, boom. And these all these points, and they're just so rich and so enjoyable. This is what the Father is. This is what the Son is. This is what the Spirit is. So I'll just share my enjoyment. Concerning the Father as the source, I enjoyed that all that the Father has is the Son's. You know, and all that the Father has is in the Son. Right? And even when the Lord Jesus said that He was sent from the Father, it's not you know, that they're separate or anything. But actually, the Lord Jesus was sent from the Father
with the Father,
right? So He's sent from with the Father, right? So He's from the Father, but yet He's with the Father. So, you know, it's just, amen. You know, this is our God. This is our triune God, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's just a mystery. But, you know, it's very mysterious. But then we come to the Son, right? And the Son, I really enjoy this point. It's from John 1:14, right? The Son became flesh, right?
Amen.
Bringing grace and reality, right? So that the triune God, you know, the Father, the Son and the Father, right? This whole from with would not be too mysterious, too abstract, right?
Amen.
So the Son is the expression of the Father, right?
Amen.
Bringing grace and reality,
good.
Right? What is grace and reality? Oh, I really enjoy this one. You know, grace is just God as our enjoyment.
Amen.
You know, reality is God as our experience.
Yes.
I'll touch more upon that. I really enjoyed that phrase right there. But I also enjoyed 1 John 1 too, actually. Amen. Sorry, I gotta read it. Amen. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life,
amen,
which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
Amen.
Right? That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, right?
Amen.
That you also may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? So the Son brought grace and reality, right? And He manifested this all to us, right?
Yes.
And we have seen, right? We have heard, we have touched, right? So now, praise the Lord, we're here at the prophesying meeting. You know,
amen,
we report.
Amen.
You know, we have fellowship with,
amen,
the Father and the Son.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, this is such a rich topic, right? Our God is just so rich.
Amen.
And then you can see all these other different aspects of the Son, right? He takes away our sins.
Amen.
He came to be our life supply, you know, the bread of life. He's the grain of wheat bearing much fruit. He's the good shepherd caring for us, gaining his flock.
Yes.
You know, He's the bridegroom coming for His bride.
Amen.
It's like, hallelujah, you know, it's just too many aspects. It's like, I feel like Benjamin, you know, it's like sensory overload. You know, this is our God, this is our triune God, He's so rich, you know, there's so much for us to take in. Praise the Lord. And then, you know, we come to the Spirit. Hallelujah for the Spirit.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this standpoint. I thought it explained it to me very well. From the standpoint of God's relationship with man, the Father as the source is expressed through the Son.
Amen.
In order to be received as the Spirit, right? From the standpoint of man's relationship with God, as soon as we touch the Spirit, we receive the triune God who enters into us.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord. The Father and the Son is so rich, right?
Yes.
And now we have the Spirit who's actually just bringing us into, you know, the richness of the,
amen,
Father. You know, the Son, which is just the expression of the Father,
yes,
right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, all that the Father has is in the Son, and all that the Son has is realized as the Spirit. So this way, all that the Father has, we can have for our experience and enjoyment.
Amen.
So coming back to that phrase, you know, with grace and reality, bringing grace and reality, I just really enjoyed, you know, grace is for our enjoyment. And reality, actually, reality is along the same lines with truthfulness, right? So in John 4:24, when we say that, you know, God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness, I always thought that truthfulness is like, you know, you have to be pure in heart. You have to be very genuine with the Lord, you know? And yes, in a sense, that is that. But, you know, truthfulness is another, it's correlated with the reality, right? And this reality is the realization of the Spirit. Or in other words, it's just the experience of Christ. Amen. So when Christ became flesh, he brought with him grace and reality, right? Amen. Grace, the enjoyment of God, and reality, the experience of God.
Amen.
But you know, Christ is grace. Christ Amen. Is reality, right? John 14:6. So, you know, he is the enjoyment. He is our experience, Amen. Right? So when we touch the triune God, it's all Christ.
Yes.
You know, we're just enjoying Christ. We're Amen. Experiencing Christ.
Amen.
You know, hallelujah.
Yes.
Right? And I also enjoy this point of the Spirit. We worship God who is Spirit by this Spirit and with reality, right? This Spirit is within our spirit, right? So that is with the Christ whom we have experienced. Hence, we worship the Spirit by the Spirit. You know, this is a mystery that cannot be explained.
Right.
I was reading this point, and something just dawned upon me. You know, this is a mystery we can't explain. But that's okay. We don't need to explain it. You know, we don't need to try to, you know, explain or solve this mystery. We just need to enjoy this mystery. We just
Amen.
Need to experience this mystery.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
He is one God. Yet he is the Father, Son, and Spirit.
Amen.
In his economy, the Father is in the Son. The Son became the Spirit, and the Spirit enters into us, right?
Amen.
That he may become the living water flowing out of us, you know?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, after reading over this material, I just had, just gained a fresh appreciation of, you know, this is the process that our triune God went through. You know, when I used to say, you know, thank you, Lord, that she went through a process, you know, I thought, you know, I think I focused too much on the Son. You know how the Son, he had to go through all these, like, difficulties, you know. He had to go endure so much in his human suffering. But I feel like I missed out, you know. I didn't focus enough on the Spirit. You know, hallelujah. This Spirit is bringing, you know, all the riches, all the experiences of Christ into us, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, and in this process, he was baked. You know, God was baked to become the bread of life. Something I enjoy from our Friday homie, you know, our God is not just an almighty God. He's not a distant God, right? He went through a process. He was baked, you know, to become our portion, you know,
Amen.
To become eatable, to become, you know, like, I can't eat too much, you know, like, you know, I feel like I'm still kind of like a spiritual baby, you know, and it's like, I can't open my mouth and just, you know, eat. You know, I just feel like sometimes I need God to be bite-sized, you know, to be a portion to my, what I can take, right?
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Our triune God went through a process to become our individual portion,
Amen.
Right? For us to enjoy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then, you know, yes, in the Spirit, right? This Spirit, it's not just any Spirit. This Spirit is, hold on, let's see if I can remember this. It's the compound, all-inclusive, life-giving, triune, consummated, sevenfold process Spirit. That's just a phrase in here. Yeah, it's just so wonderful, right? And he became this through resurrection, right?
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus was glorified when he was resurrected, right? And through this resurrection, he became the all-inclusive Spirit, as living water for us to enjoy.
Amen.
And I enjoyed this last paragraph in day 5. You know, I hope that we would all receive a vision of the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Lord, give me a vision of the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, he is the compound of the triune God, the man Jesus, his human living, his death, and his resurrection. It's like, hallelujah. So, you know, I don't know, after this, I was just so, after reading this, I just have to, you know, praise the Lord. You know, this is God's economy. This is what he's doing, you know. He became a man, right? Went through human living, went through a process, and now he's the Spirit. You know, after resurrection, he was glorified, and now he's the, let's try this again. all-inclusive, compound, life-giving, sevenfold, process, triune God, you know?
Hallelujah.
Process, spirit, you know? When we have this compound, all-inclusive, life-giving, process, spirit, we have everything.
Amen.
You know, this is God's economy to dispense himself into us.
Amen.
And, you know, after this, I just had a sense, you know, Lord Jesus, thank you for your economy.
Amen.
You know, Lord, I just like to open myself to your economy,
yes.
You know, to your working inside me.
Amen.
You know, and, after reading this, a song that popped up was Hymn 1141, and stanza 3, you know, we have all these things, right? We know that when we have this all-inclusive spirit, we have everything, you know? We know about God's economy, but still, sometimes I feel like I'm learning, you know? You know, 1141, it says, now we're learning to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
You know, now we're learning to take Christ as life.
Amen.
Now we're learning to feed upon Jesus.
Amen.
And be free from all struggling and strife, right?
Amen.
So this is just a learning process.
Amen.
And that's something I enjoy. And, you know, how do we learn?
Amen.
I guess it's a question, you know. Well, you know, we know that we need to learn. We know we have the spirit who can be everything to us. We know we need to learn to touch this spirit, you know, on a daily basis, on a moment by moment. But how do we learn, right? In day 6, it talks about breathing. Hallelujah for breathing.
Amen.
You know, we're breathing in, you know,
yes.
Breathing in Christ as life.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. So I was just thinking, breathing, okay. Like, from a physical standpoint, our breathing.
Amen.
Right? We need two things. Maybe Carolyn can back me up. We need oxygen. And we need our lungs to, like, take in our breath, right? But I'm studying neuroscience, right? And so all my professors, they think neuroscience, you know, I mean, because it's their job, so they think, you know, the brain, the neuroscience is everything, you know, everything is from the brain, right? So actually, your respiration is controlled in your brain, right, by the medulla oblongata. Right? Amen, right? So actually, breathing, you know, in neuroscience, you know, pretty much everything they say, everything's in your head. And you know, in terms, as far as breathing is concerned, yeah, technically that's right. You know, you need that medulla oblongata to control your breathing, right? To regulate your respiration, right? So we need, for us to breathe physically, we need the brain, right? Which is in the head, and we need oxygen. You know, and I was just thinking, you know, in terms to our spiritual breathing, as members of the body, you know, in order for us to touch Christ as our life, right? In order for us to be in the spirit, to be living, you know, we need to be open to Christ as our head, to regulate our breathing, you know, and Christ as the spirit, as our oxygen, you know.
Amen.
This spirit is flowing life into us,
amen.
You know. So when we breathe, we just need to turn to the head,
amen.
And just open to the Lord, you know.
Amen.
This isn't anything we're doing from ourselves, right?
Amen.
You know, the lung doesn't just say, I'm just going to respirate for myself, you know, just snips off all these connections to the brain. Let's do this, you know. No, you need to connect, you need to be connected to the head. You need to be open to the head, right? Christ.
Amen.
You know, you need to take in that oxygen.
Yes.
You know, the life from the spirit, flowing from the spirit, flowing into us, right?
Amen.
And then, one more thing, hallelujah. This is just, I said it was packed with riches, right, this week. Praise the Lord. They're talking about our breathing in day 6. This last paragraph, I'll just read it. To be a Christian is not merely difficult, it is impossible. Right? Only the processed and consummated triune God living in us as the all-inclusive spirit can be a Christian.
Amen.
You know, what the New Testament requires of us is too high. This kind of, the kind of holiness required, for example, is something that we cannot produce.
Amen.
We praise the Lord that it is not we who need to fulfill the New Testament requirements, but the Spirit in us who fulfills them.
Amen.
You know, instead of doing things in ourselves, we should simply enjoy His living and His working.
Amen.
Only the Spirit can be a Christian, and only the Spirit can be an overcomer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this pretty much just leaves it all out there for us. You know? We don't need to, we just need to rely on the Spirit. Nothing from ourselves, right?
Amen.
But you know, once again, it's always a learning process. It's always, you know, we know all these riches, you know, we have all these riches before us, and still sometimes I feel like I try. It's like, Lord, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, to enjoy you. I'm going to try to experience you. I'm going to try to take you as life. Oh, Lord, you know, but praise the Lord, we're still learning, you know,
amen.
And we're learning by breathing.
Amen.
And when we breathe in this Christ, you know, we enjoy His living and His working.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. appreciated that in day six talks about that Christ breathed himself into the believers.
Amen.
Right? So it's not just breathe around, breathe to, but into. Amen. Right? So we have this Christ in us. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it says, the Lord took the step of death and resurrection to be transfigured into the Spirit that he might impart himself
Amen.
Into his believers as their life and their everything.
Amen.
So, you know, also, not just only does he breathe into the believers, but what he breathes is himself. Mm-hmm. It says in this day that the breather and the breath is not two separate things, right? It's the same, mm-hmm. right? And we're talking about that everything. Like, it's not like just Christ just gives us something. He doesn't just give us life. He doesn't just give us, I don't know, love, all these things. But he himself is these things. And he gives himself to us as these things.
Amen.
Right? And also, I also appreciated what Joe just read, that, you know, we don't need to do anything in ourselves. Because to be a Christian is not merely difficult. It's impossible.
Right.
Right? But we only need the Spirit, and because only the Spirit is the overcomer, so we just need to simply enjoy his living in
Amen.
Us. And yeah, I don't know, just, and also that, you know, his breathing into us, but that means that we also have to breathe out.
Amen.
Right? It's breathing is a two-way process, right? Yes. You can't just keep breathing in and then nothing comes out. Then it's like it's nothing can come in if nothing's going out. So it's appreciated that we also need to, you know, minister Christ to others, flow out and breathe out so that the oxygen can come in, or Christ can come in as life.
Amen.
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 I can enjoy this portion of the sixth sermon. And as reading through the whole morning, week two, it's kind of confusing because you don't understand, but you don't have to understand. You
Amen.
Can't on your own understanding. Yes, you just receive and believe.
Amen.
Amen.
As they said, this is a mystery, cannot be explained. So don't try to understand it. Right? Believe it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
In day six, it says 2 Corinthians 3:6 says, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Verse 17 declares, and the Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit who gives life, and this Spirit is our breath.
Amen. Amen.
And further down, it says, to be a Christian, this was really encouraging, because you can't try on yourself. You have to depend on the Lord.
Amen.
To be a Christian is not merely difficult, it is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Only the process and consummate trying God living in us
yeah.
as the all-inclusive Spirit can be a Christian.
Amen.
What the New Testament requires is of us is too high.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of holiness required, for example, is something that we cannot produce.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that it is not we who need to fulfill the New Testament requirement, but the Spirit in us who fulfills
Amen.
The Spirit in us who fulfills them.
Amen.
Instead of doing things in ourselves, we should simply enjoy his living and his working.
Yes.
Only the Spirit can be a Christian.
Amen.
And only the Spirit can be an overcomer.
Amen.
Amen. And I was just thanking the Lord that imparting himself into us as life and everything and his consummated Spirit as the breath is everything to us in living the Christian life.
Amen.
Only with your breath and Spirit can we be overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and another portion, I enjoyed the hymn at the Bach 3, course it said, the Spirit today is the air that we breathe.
Amen.
One thing more important than breathing to do. For breathing each moment, new life we receive.
Amen.
And God's living freshness is constant and new.
Amen.
We all say, aren't you glad that the Spirit's outpouring and God's free process is flowing in us?
Amen.
So freely we're breathing this life-giving Lord and breathing, receiving his life, glory us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
appreciate when Joe shared. He said, we don't need to understand all this.
Yeah.
We just need to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Today, the English-speaking saints did their first, full-scale, meal service. I guarantee you, some saints will come to you and say, so what's in the sauce? What did you put in the sauce? Because I cook too. One thing kind of annoyed me is that, when I serve the food I prepared, and people come to me and with that kind of suspicious look, so what did you put in this? Some actually would say, they would want to learn how to make it, so they want to know the ingredients. But some, make me feel like they're suspicious, they don't trust me, put all the good stuff in. And sometimes I would just say, just eat it. Just go ahead and eat it and enjoy it.
Amen.
You know what? I sometimes felt like the Lord felt the same way. He went through such a process. For us to analyze, what he had done and all this, the rich ingredients in the all-inclusive compound spirit.
Yeah.
Not that we don't need to learn it. But learning it actually should enhance our appreciation of it.
That's right.
And that we understand how precious it is. But that should all motivate us to enjoy it even more.
Amen.
But I still think the first thing is first to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't enjoy it first,
Amen.
You won't have the strength. And, you don't have the strength or the understanding. Because if you don't taste it, you don't have the nutrients to go in first. You don't have the strength. You don't have the energy.
Yeah.
Pursue after him. Right? Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
That Benjamin don't ask, he just drink milk. He just drink it. No, keep on drinking. He analyzed it. Okay, let me think about what's in the milk. What goes in there? Hey, he won't be this big now. I really praise the Lord that what the Lord really wants us to do, the first step is to just enjoy him. Just take him in. And it's so easy. He's the life-giving spirit. And he is everywhere. All we just need to do is open our mouth, just to breathe him in. Just by calling him. He's in there. He's in the air that we breathe in. That's why, I really appreciate that the Lord used himself. He breathed himself into us, into the disciples,
right.
When he first appeared to them after his resurrection. If there's something else they had to do first before they can take Jesus as the breath of life, then we're all doomed, right? Because breathing is the first important thing. Before Benjamin started drinking milk, he had to breathe, he had to cry and breathe, right?
Mm.
That's when he would be able to. You would appreciate that, right? it's just that. That's why being saved is so easy. The Lord's design is so easy that we can just breathe him in by calling on his name.
Amen.
And another good thing is we never graduate from it.
Amen.
We can never stop breathing,
yeah.
No matter how old we get.
Yeah.
Right? But once we stop breathing, we stop living.
Yeah.
So we just have to keep on breathing him in.
Amen.
Keep on calling him. And I appreciate the part that brother said, it is difficult, not only difficult, but impossible to be a Christian.
Yeah.
I praise the Lord. The Lord never intended for us to be for us by ourselves to be a Christian.
Yeah.
He'd done everything. He provided everything, to let us be a Christian. Wow, I just enjoy Christ.
Yeah,
I just breathe Christ in.
Yeah.
And the more we enjoy him, the more it becomes, just spontaneously, we live him out, we express Christ. And praise the Lord. He is that divine breath. Amen.
Amen.
We just need to keep breathing him in.
All three, the trying God went through a process. And I would say, now we are in a process too.
Amen.
Right? We use the analogy right now a lot about, you know, breathing. Right? We are breathing in the Lord, right? We're breathing in our Lord, the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So this is kind of our process. And, you know, I read in the day, Joe even said, he said, God got baked. And I would say that right now we're getting baked too, right? We're getting baked by the Lord, right? So when we breathe the Lord, He's like the one baking us, right? Wow, praise the Lord that we're going through a process. I was really enjoying, the Father is the source. I just like that phrase. He's the source. He's just a source. Like, wow, like,
yeah.
How many times I look at things and just not think, oh, the Father's the source of this.
Yeah.
Right? Well, praise the Lord. He is the source of everything in my life.
Yeah.
And point B, the Son is the expression. I was also enjoying this, right? The Son is the expression. Who do I express, right, during my daily life? And the Spirit is the realization. I really like that word, the realization, because have I realized, you know, or have I come to the realization of the Spirit of reality, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. This week was, I didn't really read it that much, but it was good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I actually enjoyed letter C.4. The Spirit enters into us to be with us so that we can experience and enjoy the Son.
Amen.
Right? So without the realization of the Spirit, we can't have the experience.
Yeah.
Right? We need to have the Spirit to have the experience.
Amen.
Right? God went through a process so that the Spirit could be dispensed to us, right?
Amen.
So we need to realize that there is a Spirit, right?
Amen.
Right? The Spirit is being dispensed into our spirit so that we can experience Christ's life and realize that God is the source of everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed these verses in John, in day 4, John 7:39. But he said this concerning the Spirit, those who believed in him were about to receive. The Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not been worked.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the Spirit of God, but it says the Spirit was not yet. And so, like in day 5, it says, when the Spirit was the Spirit of God, he had only the divine element. And that's like in John 16:13. We were praying this yesterday. It's just like, when He, the Spirit of reality, comes, He will guide you into all the reality. And you see in 2022, you know, when He breathed into them, He said, receive the Holy Spirit. You know, that's when, you know, Lord Jesus. You know, that's when we were able to actually receive the Spirit. You know, the Spirit became the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, I don't know. I was just really, you know, there were kind of some interesting situations this week. And there was one point where, you know, I called my parents and they shared with me a verse in Romans. It was Romans 8:27. But he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to God.
Amen.
And so it's just like, even in this verse of, you know, you see the whole triune God is like working for us. So I just realized that it's like when we contact the Spirit, we get this compound, life-giving, fully processed, you know, like Joe was saying.
Yeah.
We get everything. We get the whole triune God, the Father is the source, embodied in the Son,
you know,
realized to us in the Spirit.
Amen.
So we get all the riches of God whenever we contact the Spirit. So I was just really grateful for this. You know, it's in day 6, I was just like, when I first heard this message, and I was like, amen, Lord. And then when I went to Boston, and they were in this week, and I was like, amen, Lord. And here, amen, Lord. It's like, we can't be a Christian. We can't do this. You know, our trying in ourselves, it's just,
amen.
We just fail. We just fall.
Yeah.
You know, we can't produce these type of requirements, the type of living. We can't. We really just can't do it.
Yeah.
We're just falling. But only the process and consummated triune God living in us is
Amen.
The Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
As the all-inclusive Spirit can be a Christian.
Amen.
Just praise the Lord. You know, yeah. and experience Him as everything in the Spirit.
Amen. Seems like a lot of people are going to join the same thing. I also appreciate that paragraph very much. But let me back up a little bit. So this week is on the revelation of the triune God and of the consummated Spirit. And I remember the brother who gave this message, he started off by mentioning this. And this is true. Whenever we talk or share about the triune God, we need to realize that it's not for doctrine, it's not for debate, it's not for our analyzing, but it's for our experience.
Amen.
It's for our enjoyment.
Amen.
So I like to use this picture. It's like, you know, when you cook or when you like to eat food, at the end, right, you need to just take it in, right? You need to open your mouth, put the fork, chopstick, whatever utensil you use, put the food into your being so that you'll be nourished, so that you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you kind of, you know, as a child, you know, I used to be just happy with, I don't know, chicken nuggets, hamburgers, and pizza, right?
Yeah.
But as you grow older, you know, you start enjoying more complicated things. You know what I mean? Like, not just processed, instant McDonald's or Burger King, but, you know, like, you sit down at a restaurant, you enjoy something that, you know, maybe took some time, you know, it has some good ingredients. The chef or whoever cooked it was able to mix all these things together. And actually, there's, of course, if you do too much of this, then it becomes a world. And I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that when we start to really consider, oh, what goes into that food, it'll help you to appreciate it more, right? In the same way, if we consider exactly what is the triune God, what has God gone through, what He is, all these different points, right? It'll elevate your personal experience of the Lord.
Amen.
But at the very end, I appreciate it. The end of this outline is with experience, right? It's with the Spirit, and especially these verses in John. One thing that I enjoyed is, so if you look at the reference, the first verse that was brought out was John 7:39. But this he said concerning the Spirit. Kind of have to consider what the context of this verse was. And previous to this verse, we know that the Lord was at a feast, right? And He said at the last day of this great feast, it's very interesting. This verse follows that, right? So many times we need to be brought to our last day, right? In order for the Lord to come in and give Himself to us, right? In order for us to open and cry out to Him, in order for us to realize, okay, wow, I mean, there's really nothing, right, that can satisfy us but Him.
Amen.
When we are brought to our end,
yeah.
right, when we realize, like, you know, that last paragraph that everybody's been reading, right, that to be a Christian is really difficult. Actually, it's impossible. When we are brought to our last day, then we can experience the Spirit.
Amen.
Right. This week, I've been actually, I was really glad that hymn 255 is on. For some reason, that hymn just came to me again and again this week. You know, there are different experiences. You know, one is like, you know, when Benjamin is like crying at odd hours at night, or he just wouldn't go to sleep, and I'm like, I can't. Why can't you just sleep? Just go to sleep. And then, you know, when you're tired, you start thinking all these terrible things. It's like, oh, how am I, you know, is... Anyway, I won't say it. And it's like, it's not his fault. He's just a baby, you know? He doesn't know any better. But I just realized, wow, I reached the end of my hoarded resources.
Wow.
But then it's at that point that the Father's full giving has begun, right? And I just appreciate it. I just need to breathe.
Amen.
I need to breathe out my sorrow. I need to breathe in, breathe out all my sin. Oh, Lord, I just want to breathe You in.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I think so many experiences and so many things that we go through life, it really helps us to realize we're so deficient, right? We're so inadequate that we really need the Lord. Because without the Lord, we can't be the proper parent. We can't be the proper husband or the proper wife. We can't be the proper you know, son or daughter. It's just too hard, right? Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So we really need the Lord, and so I really appreciate that. Then, right? It ends. John ends with this matter of the Spirit, right? When the Lord, after he went through death, resurrection, he came to the disciples. This is always amazing to me. And all he did was, he said, he breathed. Actually, he didn't even say much. He just breathed himself into the disciples. He says, receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? If you were Jesus and you just accomplished all that, maybe you would, you know, come to the disciples and draw up a game plan. All right, the three of you, you go south. We're going to gospelize the whole entire region. Right? No, he didn't come there and give teachings or doctrines. He just breathed himself into his disciples. And brothers and sisters, this is what we need today.
Amen.
We just need to breathe in the Lord.
Amen.
I realized, you know, this past week, I didn't breathe in him enough, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I fell short in so many ways. But I so much appreciate that, to be brought back to this point. To breathe in the Spirit, because the Spirit is the consummation of the process trying God.
Amen.
Everything that he has gone through and accomplished is for us to experience.
Amen.
Right? So there, it's on the table. We just need to take it in.
Yeah.
Right? We need to breathe him in.
Amen.
So my prayer for this week is just to, Lord, I just want to breathe you in more.
Amen.
Oh, remind me.
Amen.
Not to hold my breath,
yeah,
right? But to breathe you in.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad on one hand we have the truth. The truth is very important to us. Saints, our God is trying God.
Amen. Yeah.
This is a very, very big truth. Father, Son, and Spirit portray that he has economy. Father indicates he's the source of everything. Son is for this Son to carry out this invisible God. That's why we say he is the expression of this invisible God. And the Spirit is reality of the Son. So you have to realize that the God you believe in, a triune God, now he has accomplished everything. Today, as the Spirit, he breathes in to all who receive him. Today he has in our spirit. We have to have this kind of realization.
Amen.
And I feel that the more we realize this truth, the more we need to experience him. And today, he as a spirit in our spirit, there's a need for us to exercise our spirit. Now this turn of exercising the Spirit, we may be very familiar with. However, since how much have we been exercising our Spirit? In our personal life, in our daily life, in our family life, in our church life. Galatians 5:16 and 5:25 tells us we have to live by the Spirit and also walk by the Spirit. Living and walking cannot be separated. Every morning, how late you get up? The Spirit in you should have a reminding. Every day, when you do everything, have you learned to consult with the Spirit? or you just basically live by yourself, like a person without spirit. That is very true in our living. Unless we realize that we cannot live by Him. Want to share this when you have a child, when you are raising up a child, it is a process to make us realize we are so limited. Not only our physical strength are limited, even our entire emotion, mind are exhausted. God can only walk and work until we are exhausted. Saints, are you exhausted in yourself? If you are not, then to live by the Spirit may be merely just a doctrine. It's good that you get to know, that we get to know the truth. That is not enough.
Right.
You must see the reason the Lord breathes in Himself into us.
Amen.
Why He has to get into us.
Lord Jesus.
When you read the four Gospels, four Gospel books, the disciples at that time, they had no idea what the Lord was talking about. They are all together in a totally different realm. And the Lord allowed them to remain in that realm. Because the Lord, He knew what He is coming, what His purpose on the earth, what He wanted to do. So when He resurrected, the first thing He did is breathe Himself into them. And if you see that happen to Peter, he changed. You see the very big difference between the Peter who are in the four gospel book and who are in the book of Acts. Today, we have the same spirit.
Amen.
That
Amen.
The Lord breathes them into them.
That's right.
He breathes into us.
Yeah.
By what way He breathes into us? By our believing. When we believe into Him, we receive Him.
Amen.
Today, this Spirit is in us.
Amen.
And we have to learn to live by the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we are led by the Spirit, there must be a walk. When we walk by the Spirit, there must be a regulation. There must be a limitation or prohibiting. The way you talk, the way you conduct yourself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May we learn how to live by Him and walk by Him.
Amen. Yeah.
When I was in Taiwan for 3 weeks, there were saints coming to visit my father and my family, the conversation start with how's his physical and how his schedule. And what did he eat and everything and exercise, and then they realized my father has been confined at home all the time for quite a long time. Basically, just stay home and except going to doctor visit him. That's how he get out of the house. But most of the time he stay home. So the saint, one of the saints say, you should. Do some minimum exercise to strengthen your physical body. So they demonstrate how to do it, which is great. And then, you know, just the physical movement, he said, it's not enough. He said, adding "Oh, to Yesu, Amen" into the, you know, exercise means, "Oh, Lord Jesus,
yeah.
Amen."
Amen.
So we all, our all family, everybody, all standing up in the living room, probably 7 or 8 people. You know, we all, you know, follow the brother's demonstration, and so finally, after the brother left, and I tried myself, and I felt my body movement cannot, you know, with the calling together. So the breathing wasn't quite right. So I tried many times and still cannot get it right. And finally, I had to call the saints and ask my sister, who is also a believer. So we finally get it right. And this thing kind of made me realize that we know we have the Spirit in us, and we call on the name of the Lord daily. But when we try to apply this Spirit, you know, in our daily living, sometimes we have difficult, or sometimes, a lot of time, we don't live according to the Spirit, even though we want to.
Yeah.
So during this 3 weeks, I also experienced a lot of anxious thought, because I'm not quite sure what I should speak to my father, my mother, or my rest of the family member, because they are not believer. But I have the compelling feeling that I should speak to them at certain time, at the right place, at the right time. So sometimes I become so anxious, and then I have to be in Spirit, and I have to find the right time. And then back into my mind, a silent voice will come up, "Stop yourself, you know, you have to turn first." So that's just like the saying, some of you have the experience. Your human effort have to come to the end. Otherwise, you are just become full of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then your own effort will actually interrupt with the Spirit. So at the end, I just have to turn, stop, and then I say, "Oh, okay." I call on you, and I come back to the Word, and that's how. And you know, after a while, your anxious thoughts start to go away, and you don't live according to your own thinking or your own way. And every time when I go visit my father, because I live with my sister, at night, and then during the daytime, I went home to visit my father and my parents. So on the way to their place in the early morning, I had to start to call on the Lord, because I know, I said, "Lord, I don't know what I'm going to say to them, or what I'm going to, because what I say, it could offend them, or what my gesture could, you know, cause trouble."
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you have to constantly in prayer spirit, otherwise you are just so anxious. So at the end, you just keep praying and come to the Word of God, and then you went home, and then you just give it to the Lord. Say, "Lord, you arrange today whatever you want me to, you know, speak, or how I," and then I'm very thankful for the Lord, because the saints they're visiting, and I think because a lot of time it's the saints' prayer to support me goes through each day. That these 3 weeks, and then today I read the day 6. It says it's only the Spirit can be the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the Spirit can be overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
How true! When you are not living your Spirit,
yeah.
you cannot be really called a truly Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christian is that when you initially you receive the life-giving Spirit into your spirit, that's why you become a Christian. But then how about the rest of your day-by-day living is in this mingled spirit. So I appreciate this 3 weeks experience in Taiwan. I never so desperate that I realize I need Him, and
Amen.
I need to be
Amen.
In the Spirit all the time.
Amen. Thank you.
something you can share? Last call. Alright. Amen. Well, this, like Joe was saying, this was a first packed message. When I was looking at the outline, I was like, oh my. Like, that was like first thing this week, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. This is just so full. Yeah. And then the Lord spoke to me in my Bible reading, actually. Moses, in my Bible reading this week, he was actually, all the children of Israel were coming to him. And he was kind of like counseling, he was kind of setting straight all the different problems. And then his father spoke and said, why are you taking all this on? Like, if you do all this, you're just going to get worn out.
Yeah.
So then the Lord spoke to me. He's like, yes, you are giving, you know, the opening or closing word, but the saints are going to fill in the rest.
Amen.
So I was like, hallelujah.
Amen.
This message is so packed and full. But then I realized, amen. My portion is just to speak what I enjoyed and speak a little bit of a word. So I really enjoyed the saints speaking. I enjoyed the Lord's speaking to me this week in the Bible reading. So when I was re-listening to the message, the opening word I thought was so good and so critical to this message. The brother that spoke this message, he opened up saying, you know, a lot of times when saints come to a word like this, they're like, oh my goodness, heard the triune God a million times on Lord's Recovery. Why do you guys always cover this? Is this like brotherly's hobby? You know, is this like, this is just kind of a little over redundant. This is ridiculous, right? But this isn't just Brother Lee. This is actually the Apostle John, right? He wrote the most about the triune God in his writings. This obviously must be something pretty important. You know, this was on his heart. And the reason, and he also spoke that, you know, it was very critical that he would speak this, because at that time there were so much heresies, right? This is the mending ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking a word to clarify and make sure that there are all these other heretical teachings were coming in, you know, especially because there was a strong Judaistic background, right?
Yeah.
So he needed to speak a strong word to the believers. So he was just speaking. When we come to this message, you know, it's very important that we don't just think, we just need to enjoy Jesus, that's it. You know, Jesus is the way. It's very important to enjoy, but we do need to understand the truth.
Yeah.
We need to come to these messages and come to these verses. I try to look up most of these, but it was a lot of verses. But it's important to come to these verses, pray, read the verses.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the very beginning, he suggested that you pray, read John 14:7-20, right? To just pray, read them slowly, and get the understanding. And like Shepherd was saying, and I was thinking also this week of the process. When you, if you don't understand the process that a food went through or a dish, you don't really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So if you went to a fine dining place and it was like some crazy mushrooms that grew out in like the Amazon or something, and then there was like some pasta that was handmade, and there was all this, the sauce had like some truffles juice in it or something. The more you understand it, the more you really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So when we come to the triune God and we get into it, we get into the truth, we really appreciate all that the Father has done, the secret source, you know, all that He's done and the process that He went through to become the Son and become the life-giving Spirit, right? And everything is in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Everything that the process went through is in the Spirit.
Amen.
A lot of times when we pray, we just pray, oh Lord, I need this, I need this, I need this, a certain attribute or a certain type of thing. But we just need Christ, because Christ is everything. Christ fulfills all the needs that we have. So I was just really, really enjoying just that the triune God is everything. It's so, so important. It's the structure of the whole Bible. Everything in the Bible is there because of the triune God. The whole Bible is just describing and talking about this wonderful triune God. It talks about the Father, it talks about the Son, it talks about the Spirit.
Yeah.
But it's so important to see that our God went through a process. so that we can experience Him. Because our God in the beginning, right? The Spirit always existed, right? In Genesis, we see the Spirit, right? There's the brooding Spirit.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Spirit just appeared,
yeah.
But the Spirit was always existing.
Yeah.
But God went through a process to add some things to this. The brother said, right? Baked. He got baked to add some things, right? Humanity was put into that.
Yeah.
And now, when we experience Christ, we experience the same thing He was, because He was a physical man that lived on this earth.
Amen.
But hallelujah, He came the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
He's consummated. That means everything it's finished. Everything's in there.
Yeah.
And then, like Brother Shepherd was saying, He just breathed. When He breathed, He didn't say, "All right, now you need to be a good boy, you need to do this, you need to do this." Give him a bunch of doctrines and give him a whole bunch of things, do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Actually, all He did was breathe.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
And breathe into the disciples. And this is what we need to do. We just need to breathe Him in.
Amen.
So in a sense, yes, we just need to just enjoy Christ. And forget about everything else. But in another sense, we need to actually get into these truths and get into these verses and understand clearly the triune God.
Amen.
So it's wonderful that we have such a rich ministry.
Amen.
That has the very proper teaching according to the Bible, not systematic theology. The more you get into systematic theology, we're talking about in Morning Revival on Saturday, the more you actually get into almost being heretical, because then you start putting everything in boxes. You're like, okay, God fits here, fits there, and then you start kind of becoming like He's modalist, right? You think, okay, God the Father's here, God the Son's here, and the Spirit's here. But no, it's not three separate. It's the triune God, right?
Amen.
It's the three in one God.
Amen.
And so the more we get into this, the more we're just following the apostles' teaching.
Amen.
And really appreciate this word this week.
Amen.
I have only one question, since we're so lucky to be here to hear those words and actually breathe in Him when we feel like we need it. But I have only one question, maybe off the topic, but I got reminded that through this ministry of mending life, and we not only sustained by the Lord, we are actually by Him be healthy. I was thinking of my family situation. Like my sister is newly saved, but she was pretty sick. Not sick physically, but very much emotionally and, you know, spiritually. And I was wondering if we know, like in the doctrine, that we only need to breathe Him in, but the newly saved one may not actually practice that way or even refuse to take that way, and how would we do, and what would we do? And then I got reminded by a life study in Genesis that Brother Lee mentioned out that our Father knows that we're going to fail, and we're going to be, you know, because we're a fallen man. And the brother brought an example that if a child, like your child, takes the poison into him and is dying, and what our Father do? Will we blame Him to take a poison, or will we just rush Him to the emergency room? And then it just reminded me that yes, we know all those practices, but how about the newly saved one who doesn't really know how to exercise their spirit or practice anything, and then he doesn't even want to breathe Him in or like listen to about the name of the Lord or anything, like those. Those we have known does not really apply to her. So I was wondering if our child is really sick, like too sick to actually drink the milk, then what would we do? Like just for example, if your child like really sick and we cannot just force him to drink the milk or just force him to breathe, then what could we do? I just have a lonely this question. And then the other day, I was reading the last study of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and it just Matthew 7 reminded me that about the meaning of mercy. Our God, our Father, is full of mercy, but sometimes we just don't know how to take Him as our mercy. And then in Life Study of Matthew, it says, mercy means no requirements. Is it to show mercy to others? We need to pray, pray to the Father that He shows mercy to us. I feel like my sister is saved, everything will be fine, but she's just faced a lot of measurements from the Lord to kind of consume her natural life, and then I realized that how strong her natural life is. And I know she was pretty sick, but I could not condemn her by not breathing Him in or force Him to breathe in his name, because she doesn't even want to. So I cannot do anything, basically. And I could not say I worry for her, but I kind of praise the Lord to let me see her situation and her new condition. And I was wondering, how could we help those newly saved ones to actually turn and when they don't even want to? So the mercy just kind of reminded me that when we show mercy to others, that means we have no expectations on them. And we don't force them to do anything, but we just pray for the Lord's mercy will be upon those newly saved ones and kind of remind them that our Lord is available, but if you are refusing Him, or even you're so afraid that, you know, for the outward situation, that there is no way to be alive. So I don't know, I just feel like our Lord is full of mercy for those who seek after Him, but what if those ones who are really sick, like almost dying, and then how can we show them? How can we show all our Lord's richness and fullness? And I don't know, I just kind of want to bring out this question so maybe we will have something coming out from Him.
I think that might be a good topic, like a smaller group, like to
acknowledge. I really think so, but yeah, it's just wondering, like we are so fortunate to be here and, you know, so healthy, so balanced, because we exercise our spirit, but what if those newly ones who cannot do this, mm-hmm. and how can we help them?
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We give Sister Linda's sister to you.
Amen.
May you save our sister.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We give the condition to you.
Amen.
Thank you for mercy.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love her.
Amen.
Love her to the utmost.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Understand.
Amen.
We can ask.
Amen.
You can send once.
Amen.
Dispense our life.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Continue to give our sister to you.
Amen.
She is in your hand.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you can do anything.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, you can even break through the impossible cases.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you did it with Paul.
Amen.
Oh, the top one.
Amen.
Oh, the stubborn one.
Amen.
Oh, the one that was even persecuting your own people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, breakthrough in our sister's sister.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you are the triune God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You can't even. Became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Oh, to be able to be breathed in.
Amen.
Oh, to be breathed into these ones that are unsatisfied.
Yes.
Oh, the ones that don't even know that they need you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you are the great shepherd.
Amen.
You are the good shepherd.
That's right.
Oh, you can shepherd all our soul life.
Amen.
Come into our sister's spirit.
Amen.
Even conquer her stubborn will.
Amen.
That she will come to choose you.
Amen.
Lord, grant her the spirit.
Amen.
The grace.
Amen.
Grant her the spirit of willingness.
Amen.
She will turn to you.
Amen.
You are our only salvation.
Amen.
Right. Lord, in this situation, we just turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, we look to you.
Amen.
As a brooding spirit.
Amen.
As a sweeping spirit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, believe you are operating.
Right.
As a hidden God.
That's right.
Behind the scenes.
Yes.
Oh, you're working in this one.
Yes.
Continue to work.
Yes.
Soften her heart.
Yes,
Lord. Soften her heart towards you.
Amen. Right.
Oh, that she would be open to you.
Right.
Open to you to, oh, for your life to come in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, continue to operate.
Yes.
Continue to work.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, thank you are our Savior.
Amen.
You save us for a purpose.
Amen.
Oh, please bring us to the higher ground.
Amen.
Soften our hearts to turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, our God is triumphant.
Amen.
Oh, and that you are the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, cause her to be reminded
Jesus.
That she needs to be mended.
Amen.
Be mended with such a light.
Amen.
Such an all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
That her heart would be comforted.
Amen.
Oh, that her stubbornness will be softened.
Amen.
He will be submissive to you.
Amen.
That she would know to experience you.
Amen.
Oh, cause her to exercise the spirit.
Amen.
How about whoever will help with repairing the chairs we need here at 1 o'clock? Okay.
Should we only do 6 if we also need to clean too? Maybe only 6?
Yeah, only 6.
For the rest.
Yes. And if we can start to help with other stuff.
Yeah, and then us 6 we can help out with it.